Let's call the joint town travel liquor committee meeting to order on Monday, May 20th at 10 a.m. Members of the respective boards are present, media has been notified. Motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Chris, second by Gloria to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Okay, review of liquor license applications. You've got them all there in front of you.
First, I'll tell you what's different. Trailside Inn is now going to be an inactive license, so it's closed, but keeping her license. Gordon Allen is not going to renew his license. He had a tavern across the street.
About 47.
Yep. And I didn't get one for the temporary picnic license yet from Mary Poopart. I talked to her last week. She was going to try to, apparently that the club here in Flambeau closed down or something, so she was going to try to see if somebody else did. And actually, we don't really need for a temporary license, doesn't need to go before all boards.
So there really isn't that many licenses left here.
Not many left here.
How many actual licenses do we have right now?
I have that in part.
Okay. Sorry.
We are allowed 14, and we're using 11, so we'll have three available. They only count the full liquor license, so that counts.
This, the amount of beer and wine licenses is pretty ridiculous. I mean, you can, anybody.
The quota is just for a full liquor license.
So the inactive one for the last one for the tribe, is that from the?
That's the bingo.
The bingo hook. They have one for the casino and dancing water, but they've always kept the one for the bingo hall. Thinking someday maybe they'll.
Happy your bingo?
Yep, your bingo.
They normally serve champagne at
New Year's.
Yeah.
I don't know, last time I went to bingo with a group, I don't know how to drink it, and I threw that.
Concentrate, guys, pay attention.
It went along pretty good.
Of course, there are 15 people, believe me.
They can multitask.
Multi, yeah.
I was like hoping there was an old lady that was a pro, so close to keep an eye on me, you know? That's for the main holder of licenses as a tribe.
What I'd like to do, when it gets down to the approval of these, is I'd like to break them into two approvals, and it's because of the makeup of the town board. You have a license in there, the tribe has licenses in there, because Gloria's name is on the tribe's licenses. So I'd like to approve them actually in two different sections, one that would include Chris, and then we'll do one separately for the tribe, for approval, so that we don't have any conflict of interest.
Okay. Now, is there not any policy or procedures for the inactive? That they can hold them and tie them up forever?
They can hold them. There's no state rules or regulations limiting their time. You know, like Tom, if he has his, he can still open someplace, but you can't take the license.
Isn't that one time?
Pays every year.
Wasn't there a statutory, wasn't there years ago where you had to do open at least one day of business?
It used to be that you had to open one day a year. They don't do that anymore, and, you know, even so, what was happening is people, they were opening their homes. Claiming you opened, you know, you were at home, this was my day I opened. You're open for 5 minutes, that's it.
Right.
They even changed the licensing form now. It's not even required to have a notary.
Wow.
Yeah. You'll see, normally, remember how you said.
Yeah, these aren't notary, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to have it anymore. And the reasoning, from what I read from the email that I got, was make it easier on people to.
Do their applications.
Do their applications.
So generally, what this committee does, because I remember signing this, if there was a problem, licensee, then they would discuss it and decide.
Correct.
if it was in violation or, you know, whether it was under age drinking or just different offenses.
Yep.
More likely, the district attorney would be involved also at that time with a recommendation.
Yeah. If it was a real problem, please. You know, we've had them in the past where not necessarily the district attorney was involved. But, you know, there were problems where we would discuss with the owner.
Sure.
You know, let's keep things on the up and up. Anybody have any questions? Concerns? Comments?
You guys got anything? That's pretty, on the ride. Every year.
Yeah.
Unless we have.
Well, there isn't, I mean, I think you're looking at people that have longevity here. I mean, you're not looking at like new people.
No, they're not.
What issues?
There's no new ones.
A lot of these are just.
Sometimes I gotta sit down on my fingers and figure out how many years I've been doing it, you know what I'm saying?
Got enough fingers?
No, you gotta go around again.
28.
30.
I asked John.
Yeah, 28.
28 years, wow.
There's a couple that didn't have their card asked, and I'm like, I don't know, forever. And they said, oh, about 30.
Close.
So then I went back to John and I asked him, he was 28.
Back from that, it's kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, they only took it.
Well, hopefully the county will change and we'll get some more restaurants and bars.
It would be nice to see.
Next year, I do have one comment, next year with regards to the country market. Because pretty soon here, beginning of July, we're gonna be breaking ground there, DEC, and they are gonna need, they are going to have liquor. And because right now it's just beer, so. And do they need to come here for that? Because it's gonna be way before, because there's, once they're in there.
But they're combining, is that coming from the smoke shop then though?
They're bringing in.
Because they're bringing, they're pulling over the smoke shop.
Yeah, they're consolidating in one building, yes, so there's gonna be.
Right, so with the smoke shop.
It'll just, it'll be under a different address. Physical.
Okay.
The business will be the same, their address would be different.
Okay.
If they're gonna take the smoke shop out of where it is now and put it in with the store, they're holding the same license.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure.
Just change the address.
If they needed to do something different, I can pass the word on and let them know that.
Just down, you know, next year when they do it.
Liquor description.
Yeah.
And if they do it.
Then they won't need the $53 one, right, for the grocery store.
They can just consolidate for the next year as one, correct?
They should be able to, yeah.
Yes.
Because they're.
It's all gonna be in one.
In one building.
Kind of, in one area too, right?
Yes, it's all together, yes, everybody's housed.
If you were gonna buy beer, you'd have to go through the other part.
And the liquor will be right by the beer and so forth.
Right.
Okay, great.
Is that gonna be before the end of the year that they'll be doing that?
Yes.
So what we'll do at the time, when they do switch over, if it's before January 1st, we'll just, we can just do it by normal board action, seeing that the address has changed.
Yeah, okay.
That's what we'll do, when they're actually going to be in there.
All right, okay.
What's the difference between class A beer and class B beer?
A is the way.
Yeah, most of them.
That you can sell it.
Use packaged goods.
Yeah, packaged goods.
Oh, okay.
And B is on premise.
Do we have rules on like what time they're supposed to be serving and all that for that?
This is state laws. Any other questions? Then I guess maybe we'll look for a motion to approve the licenses for the tribe, which would be the casino, county market, or the, yeah, county market, smoke shop, and the bingo hall.
I'll make that motion.
There a second?
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the tribe's liquor licenses. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay.
I do have one comment, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Last year when we did this and Joe sat in on it, the ATF committee has to make their own motion.
Oh, you go right ahead.
Yes, we cannot second.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because, yes, my memory is still good.
Okay.
My memory is still good.
Very good, yours is better than mine.
Yeah, I'm sorry, because I kept going and I'm like, I don't want to interrupt you, you know, and.
To approve the tribe's licenses, and I'll second that.
Okay.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the tribe's liquor licenses. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
And I will make a motion to approve, on behalf of ATF committee, to approve the liquor licenses stated by Matt.
What time?
Tribe smoke shop. LDF tribal.
Yep.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Carry.
Okay. And now we need a motion to approve the remainder of the liquor licenses. Dillman, Glacier, Molson.
Anita.
Anita.
Jen.
Jen, Bernard, Ramir.
Mayor.
Mayor.
Whitehaven. Whitehaven.
Whitehaven.
Colson.
Colson.
The Family Dollar.
Family Dollars. I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the remainder of the liquor licenses. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Sorry, I abstained.
Opposed?
Jesus Christ.
Opposed?
It's Monday today.
Abstain. Abstain, Chris.
Got it.
Okay.
And I will then make a motion to approve the remaining liquor licenses.
Put a jacket on. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Carry.
Back to that old age thing again. Circulation isn't so good. All right, we need a motion to adjourn at 10:15. So moved. Motion made, seconded by Gloria to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Awesome.
Thank you all for coming.
We'll see you guys next year.
See you next year.